power. Get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Remember, all round mercy. If you can trust God, Jesus Christ uses this parable of little children. He said, if you will accept me like one of these little children, because he gave a lot of examples. Little children does not keep malice. The way they accept things. So God wants us to develop that level of trust with him. Don't forget, all round mercy is your portion with God. But first thing first, are you obedient to him? First thing first, are you trusting him? That book of Psalm 32, verse 10 that we read earlier says, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. He that trusteth in the Lord. He that trusteth in the Lord. What does it mean to trust God? What does it mean to trust God? Trust is the higher realm of faith. When you believe that God will do it, no matter the prevailing circumstances, when you so much believe that God will do it for me, no matter the prevailing circumstances. You know, Esther said, if I perish, I perish. If I perish, I perish. In the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16, Esther told Mordecai, go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. That is total trust in God. That is absolute trust in God. If I perish, I perish. Almighty God may be leading you to do something that to man it may look like foolishness. And don't forget that God uses foolish things to confound the wise. When God told Abraham, sacrifice your son, Isaac, it was what? Foolishness to man. But do you know that by that alone, by obeying that commandment, by obeying that instruction, it brought Abraham into an everlasting covenant. When you so much trust in God, I can tell you this, that the end result can never be a shame. God can never put you to shame. As long as it is God, as long as it is not man leading you, you know, it's a different thing for you to say, I'm doing this because Mr. Something say, as long as you know it is God, not somebody say that I should. No, as long as, even though God send humans to you, be sure that it is God. Because if it is God, there will be a peace in you. If it is God, there will be peace that steers up in you. Hallelujah. If I perish, I perish. That was what Esther said. What will be your own reaction to God's leading? If God is asking you to take a step, even though you don't know what the next step will be, but as long as you have that trust that it is God, I can tell you this, He will not put you to shame. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, we saw there also how Almighty God do what only Him can do. In fact, in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship thy golden image, which thou hast set up. Hallelujah. We will not serve thy God. You know, when we so much trust God, we will not do things that will move us against His commandments to us. Do you remember that God has given the instruction since the days of Moses that you shall not have any other God beside Him, the God Almighty? So when Nebuchadnezzar was now saying you bow to this golden image, even though the Bible says, honor the king, respect them, like this king is giving us instruction and is against God's commandment, who are we going to obey? Is he king or God? So they're like, let it be known unto you, O Nebuchadnezzar. There is no one expecting it. If it is God, I can tell you, you can just ignore any instruction from man. Because it is better to obey God than to disobey God. It is better to obey God and disobey man. You disobey man, no, to obey God. As long as you are so sure it is God, obey God. Obey God. Obey God. The book of Acts 4, verse 20. Acts 4, verse 20. Bible says, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. You know, if you read verse 19, it says, but Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than God, judge ye. Which one do you think it is more okay? In all these contexts, we see that trust in God, we see trust in God is being displayed. Trust in God in display. Trust in God in manifestation. Trust in God in operation. Trust in God in action. John and Peter, they exercise trust in God. Esther exercise trust in God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego exercise God again. Trust in God. Let me tell you this. When our faith in God, our trust in God will be tested. You can say, I trust God. Father, you know I trust you. A challenge will come your way that will prove if truly you trust God. Okay, you said you so much trust God. You trust God. You trust God. And Almighty God in His word rebuked us from giving bribes. He rebuked us in collecting bribes. Now, where you are now driving in your car, or you are being accused or challenged in an offense that you yourself, you know you are at fault. And at that position, The poor thing who caught you or arrested you, and like, you can bail yourself with just some, will you bribe? Now, that moment, your trust in God is being tested. You are a child of God? Yes. Now, let's see it now. If God will save you or not. You know, even though at that moment, you stand your ground, I will not give bribe. I will not give bribe. And they now take you to their station. Do you know Almighty God knows how to come through for you? God knows how to come through for you. But at that moment, your trust in God is about to be tested. Your trust in God is about to be challenged. But if you can rise up and speak like Esther, if I perish, I perish. If I perish, I perish. Hallelujah. If I perish, I perish. Your trust in God will be tested. Yeah. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. Do you know that during the times of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar is like the world power. The one that when he says it, every other, they have to tremble. And in case you don't remember, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in that land, Babylon, they were slaves. So, when their trust in God was challenged, remember that according to the Israelites, God gave them an instruction through Moses. You shall not have another God beside me. But now, a slave in a strange land under the rulership of a king that does not know the God that the Israelites are serving, now said, I have made a graven image, O. Now bow down and serve and worship my graven image. You now know that it will take your absolute trust in God to be able to like, no, I trust this God. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, be known unto you that the God we serve can save us from you and from this your furnace. And let it be so clear to you that even if he did not save us, we will not bow down and serve you. Look at that level of audacity. Look at that level of audacity. That will tell you that when you so much trust God that you can dare the impossible. And see, God never puts them to shame. They were boasting in God. They exercise their heart. This God we serve is so. And God, like, hey, look at my son. Look at how they are so boastful of me. And the furnace, the Bible told us that they threw them in it. Those who threw them in the furnace, Bible said, the flame do what? Kill them. But those who fell in the furnace, Bible said, the smoke cannot be perceived on their clothes. Not that alone. Their hair was not singed. That will tell you that whenever you are exercising absolute trust in God, you cannot be put to shame. I declare into your life right now, your trust in God come alive.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hyonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Your total trust in God come alive. It takes absolute trust in God to dare the impossible. There are some levels that you can never attain in life until you have your trust well strong in God. You are into business and you are like, can I do this? Almighty God, your Father, is the owner of heaven and earth. Don't forget, He is called Alpha and Omega. But if you don't, you may never become the best in that business. You may never get to the top because there are some forces, there are some challenges that will befall you in that business. They can build up a coup against you, and they will be taxing you, and be some things will be coming to you that people you will like, where is now the gain? And they will come to you. There is a work for there is all we used to do. There is someone that an accountant that we can just give some money, and she can cut this. They are teaching you some kind of cunning and crooked ways on how to bypass those things. But if you trust in God, Bible says, for they that trust their God, they shall be strong. Almighty God can see everything. And I pray in every area that your business is being challenged, making you to get weakened in faith. In the name of Jesus, that your dead faith, weakened faith, receive divine revival right now in Jesus' name. Though your business is like crashing because of any governmental policies, in the name of Jesus, you will experience the help of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In your health, you can enjoy the help of God. In your family, you can enjoy the help of God. In your home, you can enjoy the help of God. But you have to trust Him. You have to trust Him. You have to trust Him. Now, the question is, how to trust God? How can I trust God? How? You'll be like, you have been mentioning, trust God. Trust God. How can I trust God? Hear this from me right now. It is when you are convinced of omnipotent power of God. When you are convinced, just like what Esther said, if I perish, I perish. Just like what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, let it be known to you, the God we serve can save you or save us from you and from this furnace. Once you are convinced, you need to be convinced of God's omnipotent power. The book of Psalm 62, verse 11 says, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Even the book of Romans chapter 13, Romans 13, verse 1 and verse 2, says, let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of God. The power that be are ordained of God. Whoso therefore resisted the power, resisted the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Hallelujah. You are trusting God because you know that all power belongs to Him. You are trusting God because you know that all power belongs to Him. You are trusting God because you know He can deliver you from your captor. These are the reasons how you can trust Him. Trust Him because all power belongs to Him. Trust Him because He can deliver you from your captor. He can deliver you from the jail that your captor has kept you. And I pray in the name of Jesus, you will enjoy the help of God. You shall enjoy the help of God. Jesus, in His infinite mercy, will help you. Remember, all round mercy, and that shall be your story. In the mighty name of Jesus. When Daniel came out of the den of lion, his enemy replaced him there. This month, everyone planning your death will die in your place in the name of Jesus. Peter was cast in prison for slaughter after Easter, the Passover. But God showed up. In the book of Acts 12, the Bible says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keeper before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Rise up quickly." And his chain fell off from his hand. And the angel said unto him, "Guide thyself and bind thy sandal." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garments about thee and follow me." I pray in the name of Jesus, from today, you are going out of every prison doors. In the name of Jesus, you are coming in to a place of touch not. In the name of Jesus, I want you to rise up on your feet right now. I want you to lift up your voice and pray unto God. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. Father, help me." Open your mouth and pray unto God louder in the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, King of glory, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Ancient of this, help me. Father, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. 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 Lord Jesus, 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 help me. I lift up my voice unto you, O Lord. I need your help, my Father. I need your help, my Savior. I need your help, Ancient of Days. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. All-round mercy means all-round blessing. All-round mercy means all-round deliverance. All-round mercy means all-round honor. All-round mercy means all-round favor. All-round mercy means all-round breakthrough. I pray in the name of Jesus, you shall contact God of all-round mercy right now in Jesus' name. By trusting Him, you will encounter Him in the mighty name of Jesus. By trusting God, you will encounter Him. I pray you will enjoy the God of all-round mercy. The all-round mercy God will bless you. The all-round mercy God will deliver you. The all-round mercy God will honor you. The all-round mercy God will favor you. And the all-round mercy God will grant you all-round breakthrough. And so, shall it be for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen in Jesus' name.
That was "Come and Hear His Voice," brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawale Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, Visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.